It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. On Tuesday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a nearly $500 million spending bill that draws on federal pandemic relief funds. The funds aim to help the state expand high-speed internet access, improve roads, upgrade state parks, expand nurse training programs, and help teachers pay off their student loans. Governor Lujan Grisham vetoed a requirement in the bill that local governments contribute to relatable, affordable housing projects. When police have an eyewitness to a crime, but that witness is fuzzy on the details, what can they do? In Texas, police can turn to hypnotizing that witness. It's called forensic hypnosis, and it's controversial, even called junk science by some. Still, testimony obtained via hypnosis is allowed in Texas courtrooms and has even been used to send people to death row. In part one of Texas Public Radio series examining investigative hypnosis, David Martin Davies explains how the practice helps send Charleston Flores to death row.
How you doing?
All right.
Charles Don Flores was convicted of the 1998 murder of a 64-year-old grandmother in Farmers Branch, a crime he says he didn't commit.
All right. My name is Charles Don Flores.
I met with Flores at the Polunsky unit in Livingston, Texas, where the state houses its death row inmates. He tells me what he's told others about the morning Betty Black was murdered.
I was at home with my wife.
Witnesses from that morning told police they saw a psychedelic painted VW bug drive up to Betty Black's home. Two men got out and went into the house. The driver was quickly identified as Richard Lynn Childs, but no one got a good look at the passenger except for maybe the next door neighbor, Jill Barganier. Shortly after the murder, she agreed to be hypnotized to sharpen her memory.
My name is Officer Rome Cerna. I'm a investigative forensic hypnotist for the Farmers Branch Police Department, and our witness will be Jill. How do you pronounce your last name?
Barganier.
Jill Barganier.
The interview starts with what she can easily recall.
So tell me, what is it that you remember about the incident that day?
The first thing I remember is when I looked out the window and I saw a car pulled up into the driveway. I remember it was a VW bug, and I remember seeing two guys get out.
Then, Officer Cerna prepares Barganier to be hypnotized.
Just when we get you into a deep state of hypnosis, we're going to take you into a theater. It's going to be your own private theater. And basically what it is you're going to be seeing a documentary. And you're going to be seeing a film of the events that occurred on that day, on that morning. Okay?
The witness was told to zoom in on the passenger, starting with his hair.
Just his hair. You don't need to look at his face or his clothes. Just concentrate and focus on his hair. Can you tell me what his hair looks like? Can you describe his hair?
Long.
She says she saw a thin white man with long hair. Officer Cerna presses her on that detail.
Is his hair short? Is it shaved? Is it neatly cut? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where is he?
It's long. Maybe.
It's long, she says. This is important because the description doesn't match Charles Don Flores.
A hypnotized witness that said it was a medium-billed, long-haired meth head, you know?
Flores is a big guy. When he was on the street stealing drugs, he was known as Fat Charlie.
Man, I ain't been medium-billed since about sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? I'm not white. You know, I've always had my hair short.
There was no physical evidence that put Flores at the murder scene. No fingerprints, no DNA, no cell phone tracking. And it wasn't until a year later at Flores' trial for capital murder that the witness identified him as the passenger in the VW bug. Flores says this should be raising red flags.
From when she was hypnotized and showed the photo lineup, she's reading the newspaper every time an article comes out because she's following the case. She testified that she saw me on TV, too, in the news reports. So she's seen photos of Charles Don Flores. So when it comes time for trial, she goes in there and it's, oh my God, there he is.
And now he's on death row. His lawyers have argued that he should get a new trial because of the role hypnosis played in his conviction. But last year, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals denied his appeal. Advocates for removing junk science from the courtroom say the Flores case is a prime example on how things can go wrong with forensic hypnosis. More on that tomorrow. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.